Good morning and welcome to Community Matters. I'm Marcia Connett, your host. I am so glad that you're with me today because in the studio with me is Melissa Donaldson. And you'll recognize her name because she's been a guest here on the show in the past. But today she's visiting us to talk about the Big Sisters of Greater Racine. And I got to do a full disclosure. I was on the board and actually president of this organization a few years ago. And I think actually that's probably how you got taken on to all of this as well, Melissa.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, between me and your mother-in-law, I think we found a really great volunteer in you. So just for people who don't know or may not remember, the Big Sisters was founded in 1968. There was a juvenile court judge at the time who was seeing young girls coming through his court who weren't in big trouble yet, but clearly were on the wrong path. And he was hoping that someone in the community would help develop a program to assure these girls got some support and got some guidance. And out of that came the Big Sisters of Greater Racine. They're a completely independent organization, and they still are, right?
Correct. We're not part of any of the bigger organizations that are out
right.
there.
Right. So not like Big Brothers, Big Sisters, none of that. Big Sisters of Greater Racine is located and completely operated out of Racine. So those of us who give to support the organization can feel really good to know that our money is staying right here.
Absolutely.
So, tell us a little bit about your background and how did you come to your time on the board and as president?
Yeah, so probably like 6-7 years ago, the then director of volunteers, Jeannie, she reached out to me because they needed help with some of their website stuff. And then, so I started helping with that a little bit. And then there were some board positions that were opening up, and then I was asked by you and my mother-in-law if I would like to join, and I said, sure, why not? So that's kind of how I got to be on the board, and the board always changed ranks and how we do things. So, like, this is my second term as president, and it will be my last term that I can be on for this time around. So, but yeah, that's kind of how I got involved with the organization.
Okay. So I know we've always said that Big Sisters is a volunteer organization, pretty much run by volunteers. Now there is a part-time paid staff?
Yes, we have one half-time staff member. They are a director of volunteers, so they're main purpose is to set up the matches, support our matches, and go out and try to find Big Sisters. Like, they do all the get all the background checks, information started, they interview them, they check references and whatnot. So
okay, so yeah, there really is a process to
absolutely
becoming a Big Sister.
Absolutely. And same with our board. Our working board is 18 members. And we call it a working board because we do everything outside of managing our bigs and our littles. We fundraise, we plan activities for our bigs and littles to attend, our holiday party, our annual banquet. That's what the board does. They do all the other working parts of the organization.
Okay. And do you have a full board now? Do you have an 18 board?
No, we do not. We do have two positions still open for our members at large, board members. So if anybody is interested, they can reach out to me, Melissa Donaldson at BigSistersRacine.org.
Melissa Donaldson, all one word?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Give that once more.
Yep. Melissa Donaldson, all one word, at BigSistersRacine.org.
Okay, and we'll give that again before we finish up today because there's more than just board members that you need. Is there a particular skill that you're looking for from a potential board member? Are you missing any?
I mean, we're
important things?
Not at the moment, but like I said, we will be on the search for a new president. I know our treasurer has like one more year left, and then we'll need a new treasurer. So it'd be nice to bring some people on board now who have some experience, so it's not a last-minute ordeal. We could just bring them in and train them as we go along.
That's a great, that really is a great way to, if you can plan ahead like that, they can kind of shadow the person who's there now. That's really good if you can make that work.
Yeah. So if you have any accounting experience and are interested, or if you have any experience running a nonprofit, please feel free to reach out again to me.
Okay. That's great. Now, if I want to be a big sister, if I think hanging out with a young girl interests me, how does that happen? What do I have to do for that?
So if you go to our website, bigsistersracing.org, under volunteer, there's a information about becoming a big sister. And then you would fill out your contact information. There's a form on there, and then our director of volunteers would get back to you on what else is needed from you for that information.
Okay, so I can do that right online.
Absolutely, yep.
If I'm not real skilled at online work, can I call somewhere and talk to
someone? We do have a phone number. Again, we do only have a part-time director of volunteers, so they may not always be available, but you can leave a message. Their phone number is 262-902-6310, and they would be able to help you get started with that.
Okay, that's wonderful. And tell me, who is the, and maybe there isn't an answer to this, the average big sister? What kinds of women do you have who are big sisters now, and what are you looking for?
We have big sisters from all walks of life. I would say we're probably looking for more women of color to get involved with our organizations. A lot of our littles are girls of color, and it would be nice to have them have a mentor that has had some of the same experiences that they've had. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like where I see as an organization where we need to grow is getting that. Otherwise, no, we take grandmas. If grandmas have time to devote to it, we'll take young working people. We're really open to anybody, just anybody who's willing to donate some time to helping our young ladies in our community.
Okay. Is there a lower age limit? What's the youngest you can be a big sister?
18. Okay. I mean, if you're an adult willing to make the time commitment that is needed, we will definitely take you on as a volunteer. Absolutely.
Oh, that's wonderful. And how do I get training? How do I know what to do?
Our director of volunteers, Kia Lee, will work with you on everything that's expected. There's an orientation that you will go through once you pass the background checks. So she'll work with you on what's needed from you at that point.
Okay. And so what's my purpose as a big sister then? I'm sure I'm going to have fun with the little sister that I'm assigned to. But is there a bigger purpose than that?
Well, it's all about developing that friendship, being that person that girl can come to you about, like maybe they have a question that they're not willing to ask their parent. You know, being that mentor if they have school question, that kind of stuff. And we're not asking for a lot of time, just a few hours a month, just to spend time with your little. We also have activities that the kids can do as well with that we plan as an organization. Our activities committee plans that so that all the bigs and littles have time to get together. It's kind of a lot of fun for them.
Okay. So there are those. And does that happen every month or every couple of months?
It depends. So, like, in the summer, they do more of a, they let them choose an activity that they want to do, and then they go buy a gift certificate for that activity, and then the match can go to that together. During the school year, they tend to do more things together. So, like, in September, they're going to the library, they're going to go to the Innovation Lab, and try various STEM activities with their matches. And then in October, they're going to have a board game pizza party. So it's going to be a lot. They just do a lot of fun things. And what's cool about those activities is that it allows the matches to be together to form new connections with each other. So we do have some matches that have become friends just over the years that they've been part of Big Sisters. So they'll actually go out together, like a group of four might actually go out together. So it's really cool, the connections that are made and the friendships that are made.
I've heard people ask this, and I don't remember what the answer was. Do I have to spend a lot of money to take my little sister somewhere? Is that expected?
No, not. I mean, some people just get together and they bake some cookies, or they go to a park, or they, there's plenty of stuff that's around that you can do, that does not cost a lot of money.
Okay, but if
It's
we
just more about the time and the, it's more about the time and the friendship and the relationship that they're building
okay,
versus the actual activity itself.
oh, that makes sense. And as you said, maybe especially those free activities, going to the park or baking cookies or whatever, really gives you more time to talk, to know one another, to get to asking those questions that maybe they're not comfortable asking another adult of. So I like that. Now let's talk a little bit about the little sisters that we've been referring to. Now they can, it because they're in the program doesn't mean they don't have a mom or a mom figure in their life, right?
Correct.
They're just there
Well,
because they need another adult or would like another adult, or their parent wants them to have more adult in their life. Is that right?
correct. Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're not replacement for parents,
Okay.
Again, it's a mentor, somebody, a friend, an adult mentor that might be able to give them some life experience that they might not otherwise get from just normal friends,
And how, if I have a daughter that I think would benefit, or if I know some child who might benefit, how does a little join the program? How do you get them in?
So we get referrals, and the referrals are made online, through
Okay.
our website. If you go to bigsistersracing.org and you click on Refer a Little Sister, there is a, it kind of tells you what a little bit what they are. And then there's a form for you to fill out with your child's name. And then our director of volunteers will get in touch to figure out how we can bring them into our program.
Oh, okay. So that's again pretty straightforward and pretty simple. And again, if I'm not real computer savvy, I can call and request
I
that
would,
information.
yes, you can call. So the easiest is probably the computer just because it gathers all the information in one spot. But again, yes, you can call us at our phone number at 262-902-6310.
Okay, good. So we've talked a little bit about how to be a big sister and how to be a little sister. Are there other ways? Say I don't have the time to be a big sister, but I'd still like to do something, especially if it involves kids. What can I do then?
Yep, so we have what we call PALs. They're volunteers who might offer to take a little sister to an activity that maybe a big sister can't attend that month. So,
Ah,
for
okay.
example, if you're a big sister and, like, say they're going to come to the library, but they can't the little sister wants to go, but the big sister has other commitments. She could say, my little still wants to go, and our director of volunteers will find a pal for them to go with. So it's just another caring adult who wants to help out where they're needed. So not only do they do that, but then they also will take littles, will ask for littles on our waiting list, which we have 10 currently.
10 girls waiting.
They will take,
okay.
10 girls waiting. So they'll take, pals will take the little sisters who are on the waiting list to the activity, so they can still participate in the activities we have going on in our program.
Oh, that's good to know, because it's got to be hard to be a kid, especially, you know, waiting, you know, wanting to be in this program, wanting to have a new friend, wanting to do some of these activities. I'm delighted to hear that there's the opportunity for these kids to at least get to some of the activities that you have coming up. Tell me a little bit about this library event that's coming up.
Yes. So not only do I work at Big Sisters, but I also work at the public library
in
town.
You do.
So, so what they're going to come in and do is they're going to have stations, and they're going to learn a little bit of coding. They might get to learn about 3D printing a little bit, a little bit of laser engraving. So a little bit of everything that we're going to try to get them some hands-on experience with stuff at the library.
That sounds
like
a
lot of fun.
That might be good for the big sisters as well. I mean, a chance for them
absolutely
to see some of
absolutely
that in the works. Oh, I love the sound of that. And then you mentioned something in October.
Yeah, they're going to be going to a board game. They're going to do a board game night and pizza party. So they're going to make pizzas and play board games. So, yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun for the girls and the matches.
And where is
to
that
going to
happen? Where are you going to get to make pizzas?
They're going to be at Grace Church for that activity.
Oh, they have a great kitchen there. Okay.
Yeah, so they're going to have a lot of fun.
Oh, no kidding. And old-fashioned board games like Clue?
Yeah, old-fashioned board games. They've asked if what games they want to play, so I'm thinking it's going to be a little more directed by the matches, so it's going to be pretty cool.
Oh, I'd say so. Yeah, old-fashioned game nights just don't happen nearly as often as they could. I think the kids will have a great time, and I think the bigs will have a good time with that
absolutely
as well. And each pair is going to make their own pizza?
That I don't know.
Okay.
That I don't know.
They're making pizza themselves.
Yes.
So they're going to pick the toppings and do the baking.
Yep.
Oh, I think that sounds really good.
Sounds like a lot of fun to me. I love making pizza so much.
Oh, no kidding. I agree. Now, you mentioned, and I remember, the December Christmas party. Does that still happen, and is that going to happen again this year?
Yep. They always do a holiday party in December. For COVID, it was in hiatus for a few years because we wanted to make sure that we wanted everybody safe. But now the past couple of years, we have gone back to in-person holiday parties, and the kids get to do activities. They get to eat Christmas cookies. They get to meet with Santa. And we do provide a small gift for the littles to have. Like the last couple of years, a lot of our littles are on the older side. They're middle school. We have a lot of middle schoolers, so we've been doing more gift cards so that they can purchase whatever they want to purchase. So they do get a gift. So yeah, so it's a lot of fun. We always try to make sure that the matches have a lot of fun at the holiday party.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I know as a board, we used to love to be there because everybody was having a great time and it was fun. The activities were amazing. I don't know how you guys come up with really unusual but fun. We created things. I remember bringing several things home that we made one year that were just a neat part of our holiday event that year. So, well, that's really good. Well, in the second half of today's show, we're going to talk a little bit more about the organization and how it functions. And most specifically, we're going to talk about your funding. So before we go to break, can you tell us a little bit about how the Big Sisters manages in terms of funding?
We are 100% community funded, meaning we get grants from various community organizations or through our annual appeal process or through our fundraising efforts, like our, that we'll talk about in the next section.
Okay, that, so it really does fall on the board and
absolutely
and to make this happen. Well, we're going to talk about that in more detail because there is a very unique event coming up in October that we want to talk about. So right now we're going to take a really quick break, and I just want to remind you that you're listening to Community Matters. I'm Marcia Connett. With me today is Melissa Donaldson from the Big Sisters of Greater Racine. And you're listening on WGTD 91.1, your gateway to public radio. So, Melissa, let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned grants. Where do you get your grants from as a way to keep the operation running?
We apply for various grants throughout the community. A couple of the grants that we've gotten the last couple of years, one was through United Way Women's United grant. We received some money from them, and then this fiscal year we received a really nice donation from the Racine Community Foundation.
Oh, they do a wonderful job of supporting nonprofits around Racine. Yeah, we're so lucky to have a community foundation that is so generous. So, well, that's good to hear. And I remember very well that there's a lot of fundraising that goes on besides that. So do you want to talk about some of the fundraising events that you've had in the past? And then we can get into some of the new things that are coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. So every year we do an annual appeal, which is what we're going to be working on at our next board meeting, where we send out letters and to various community members who have donated before. And then we always send like a community report of like our year in review of what we've done, just to let everybody know what we've done with the money that they've provided us. So how we're supporting our girls, all that kind of stuff. In the past, they used to do fashion shows, and these were really popular. But as the girls aged, now that we have more middle school girls, we had a little less excitement to join the fashion show as a participant. So we've kind of moved away from those. And so we started doing a comedy night in the spring, which has turned out really, really well. And it like every year gets a little bit bigger. That we did it two springs in a row. Comedy Sports from Milwaukee comes down and gives us a great show, which is everybody just has a great time laughing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I have to say, he was a guest at the one in spring and just had a marvelous time. That team from Comedy Sports was amazing.
They really were. I was just totally impressed by it. And what's so cool is, like, the audience member participation was awesome. Like, we had people willing to volunteer and go up there. And what's cool is, like, anytime you go to, like, even if you come next year, it'll be completely different because you'll have different people volunteering. You'll have different skits that they'll do. So every show is different with Comedy Sports. So it's really cool.
Well, I hope you continue to invite them because they really were a big hit.
Yes, yes. But we are very excited for the stuff coming up.
Let's talk a little bit about that, and then we can maybe touch on some other past fundraisers. But you've got something very unique and very unusual coming up in October.
Yes. So our big fundraising committee that we have on our board has been working to put together a murder mystery fundraiser. We wanted to make sure that we had a fundraiser that provided some sort of entertainment as well as raising money for our organization. It just seems to bring the community together in new and interesting ways. So we've hired the Murder Mystery Company to come in and put on a murder mystery for us. And what's really cool about a murder mystery is they invite audience to participate as well as just watch. You can watch if you want, But if you want to participate, you can be one of the suspects as well. So it's just a lot of fun.
I think that just sounds amazing. One of my favorite Golden Girls episode is one where they go to a murder mystery event like this. And I can only hope it's going to be as much fun as that one Golden Girls episode is, because you're really going to be doing this upright in terms of what you're going to ask people to wear and all the accoutrement that goes with a murder mystery. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the mystery that we have chosen for this year is Murder at the Masquerade. So we're going to be asking people to come in masks. And if you don't have masks, we will have some available for purchase at the event as well. But we're looking at a cocktail attire, just to make the environment feel more true to what we're trying to do. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody, all the masks that everybody comes up with. We're really looking forward to that.
You know, I'm wondering if we should have a mask contest. It would be very...
Oh, there we go. That's a good one.
If people can create something, you know, we can certainly buy some things online. And as you said, there'll be some for sale as kind of mini fundraisers. But boy, I think I remember when the YWCA used to do a fundraiser kind of all around New Orleans and all of those fun events, and people would come with decorated umbrellas. I'm hoping people will come with masks that they maybe just embellished on their own, and to just see what, you know, what kinds of maybe his and her masks they've come up with, because that really could make this fun.
Yeah, really could. I'm marking that down.
Okay. That's a freebie for you. Okay. Yeah, I think that really will be very nice. So sparkly cocktail attire is perfectly fine.
Absolutely.
Or encouraged even.
Yeah.
And when and where? Let's talk about the basics.
So it is going to be October 18th, and it's going to be at Infocino's Banquet Hall. On Rapids Drive in Racine. Doors open and cocktails start at 5:30, with dinner starting at 6:20. And then the show will start about a half hour late after that.
Okay. Now, cocktails obviously are separate from the entry fee.
Correct.
And cost for the event is how much for the dinner?
$60 per person.
Per person. Okay, that seems very reasonable for a full dinner. And this is going to be kind of a higher-end dinner than what we oftentimes think of provided there. So that'll be very nice. And I heard tell that there might even be a cocktail of the evening.
Yeah, we're still...
On the rocks, maybe?
Yes. We're looking... It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to seeing just everybody. I'm just excited. I'm, like, super excited. I can't wait to see everybody's attire, what they come up with, their masks.
Oh, I know. I gotta find a new dress to wear. Something really, really spectacular. So, now, obviously, it's $60 per person. You're not going to make a whole lot of money. How else do you get funding from doing an event like this?
So we are looking for sponsors. If anybody is willing to sponsor us, we do sponsorships. And you can become a sponsor just by going to our website. We do have a sponsorship form. If you go under Support Us, there's a Murder Mystery Dinner Fundraiser sponsorship form that you can fill out. And we've come up with some really creative names.
Okay.
So we have the Murderer for if you give... donate $2,500, and that makes the most impact for the organization. So for that, you'd get two VIP tables. So that's the total of six.
And how many at a table?
It'd be eight, so it'd be 16 people you'd be able to take. Signage and acknowledgement at the event and name on our website. So that's the murderer package.
Mm-hmm.
We have the suspect which is you'll get a VIP table for 8, signage and acknowledgement at the event, and name on our website.
And how much would I have to donate to get that?
$1,000.
$1,000, okay.
Yep, and then we have the detective, which you would get is $500. You get tickets for 2 guests, signage and acknowledgement at our event, and name on our website.
Oh, that's fabulous. Is there another category?
Yep, and then we have the novice. And you would get signage and acknowledgement at the event and name on the website. So,
and the cost for that one is?
$200.
Wonderful. So there's kind of something for everybody, especially if you have a business whose name you want to get out there or a service that you want to promote. This is a great way to do it, and it will be acknowledged in many places and then throughout the evening. I think that's a really good plan. And you said they can go to your website to find information about that.
Yes.
And did I also hear you doing a mailing to folks who've been involved in the past?
Yep. So we are doing, we're doing our annual appeal. Mm-hmm. It's our mailing that we do every year. And we're doing that, actually doing that this Thursday at our board meeting is when we're going to get together and put all those together. Yeah. So that is probably our biggest fundraiser still. Every year we still get the vast majority of our money through donations from our community, which we are so incredibly grateful for, because we could not continue the work that we do without their patronage. We wouldn't be able to keep our doors open. So we're really, really grateful to everybody who donates to our organization.
Most definitely. And we're not necessarily talking big numbers here. You know, if you can give $10 or $20 or $50, that really makes a big difference. And keep in mind, that money isn't just to pay one part-time staff person. That money also does other things. And what other things does that money help cover?
Like the activities that we do for the girls, so that they don't have to pay. Like when they come down to the library, they're going to come and do the library, and then they're going to go out to lunch together as a group. And we're paying for lunch for the littles and their bigs.
Okay, so that to
have lunch together
doesn't have to underwrite.
Correct.
Us.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
So that's what our stuff goes for. To the holiday party, we buy the gifts for people, for the littles. We buy the food if we don't get enough donated.
Okay, so my donation can really make a very big difference. And again, big or small, it really is very helpful. Are donations tax deductible?
Yes, we are a 501c3 organization. So yes, your donations are tax deductible.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little more about maybe some of the other fundraisers that you've done and things that you might think about doing again. I remember, I think when you and I spoke originally, you were getting ready to do a bourbon tasting, is that right?
Yes, we did a bourbon tasting last year.
How was that?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Though I don't know how popular it is around our area, because we didn't have very good attendance for that event, but everybody who attended had a great time, and we still made some great money, like with all of the fantastic silent auction items that we had. Packers football, we had an attorney donated estate planning.
Oh my gosh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it was amazing. We still made terrific money at that event. So it was awesome.
You mentioned silent auction. Will there be a silent auction at the murder mystery?
Yes, there will be. We will have 50-50 raffle. So that is everybody, whatever the kitty is, you'll take half, and Big Sisters will take half. We'll have a silent auction, which if you have anything that you're willing to donate, you can reach out to me or our office, and we can try to figure out how we can pick that up. And then we're also going to have a gift card tree raffle, where we Like, our board members donate gift cards, and then we put them on a tree, and then you get a lot of gift cards for the raffle. Wow. So, yeah, so it's a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot to do.
No kidding. Now, tell me a little bit about how maybe I could donate something. If, for instance, my daughter, who happens to own a beauty salon, wants to donate, say, hair care products or a haircut or whatever, how would I have her do that?
I would have her reach out to me,
okay,
through my email, and then I would either call them back or email them back and find out how they would want us to pick it up, how we would be able to meet and get the stuff.
Are there other kinds of... Now, I think I heard you have a signed Packers football for this event?
We do. We do.
Ooh.
Yes, we have a signed Packers football that's going to be in our silent auction. So that is... We're really excited about that. Packers are really great at giving back to the community. So
that's really special. No kidding. That's phenomenal. And so when I come that evening to the event, I will have an option to bid on silent. So it, you know, I can say, well, I want to bid $50 on the Packer football, but then somebody might follow me and say, oh no, I'm bidding 55 or 60. And
right.
So I have to kind of stay on top of my bid.
Yes, you do. I mean, at our comedy night, we had a baby blanket that somebody did that just went crazy. Somebody knitted us a baby blanket, and it was back and forth all night. It was crazy.
I love when that happens. That
it's kind of fun.
It is. It truly is. And so at the end of the night, when I have won all these wonderful items, I can check out with you. Do I have to pay cash, charge?
We will take anything. So cash, check, charge. We will be able to take
it
all.
You'll be set up for all of those things. Same thing when I get my tickets for this event. Cash, check, or charge again?
So the tickets are all purchased online only. We only have online.
So then I really need to use a credit card for that.
Yes. Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, we can make that work too as well.
Yes.
Okay, good. Good. Now, 50-50 raffle you mentioned, and we've only got a few minutes left, but I want to make sure everybody understands all this cool stuff. I buy raffle tickets, is that right?
Yep, so you'll buy a packet ticket. Like, you can buy a single ticket, you can buy multiples. I don't think we've figured out what the multiples are yet. But we'll have all the signage, everything available at the event that day.
Okay.
And then, you can buy them with cash, you can buy them with check, or you can buy them with card. We don't.
Okay. All right. And then at the end of the night, all the money goes into a pot, gets counted, gets divided in half. And if I remember correctly, at the comedy sports night in spring, I mean, it was like almost $700 or a little more than $700.
Yeah.
So the split was like $350, $350. And then, if I remember correctly, the kind person who won gave it all back to Big Sister.
They did. They did just donate the money right back.
Yeah, that was really wonderful. But you don't have to do that. You get to keep it if you're the winner.
Thank you. So
I love that. I think that sounds like a really great, great night. Okay, in the few minutes we have left, let's hit the highlights again. Name of the event is?
Murder at the Masquerade.
Okay.
It's going to be held on October 18th.
Which is a Friday, right?
Correct.
Okay.
It's going to be held at Infocino's Banquet Hall at 3201 Rapids Drive. Tickets are $60 a piece. And dress will be cocktail attire and a mask, but we will also have masks available for purchase that day.
Okay.
Cocktails will start at 5:30, and dinner will be served at 6:20.
Okay, and then the murder mystery will start shortly after dinner is kind of underway, right?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, I think this sounds like absolute fun. You can buy tickets online. Will you have any tickets at the door?
We usually have a few tickets that are available at the door, but I wouldn't. I don't count on it.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times it's like, oh, I didn't order the correct amount. You know, like I'm
right.
one short, and they can order an extra one that way. But the best bet to help us make sure we have enough food and everything is to order your tickets ahead of time.
Okay. So give your website address again.
Our website is bigsistersracine.org.
Okay. And I know you gave a phone number earlier for folks who needed to reach the direct volunteers. It is
262-902-6310.
Okay. And you also gave your email address if people wanted to reach out to you about maybe a board position or questions that they have about the organization. Your email address is
Melissa Donaldson, S-O-N, at bigsistersracine.org.
Okay. Melissa, this has been so much fun. It's always good to talk about a great organization. And you're just always a delightful guest. And I wish you the best of luck. I'm coming to the murder mystery. I can't wait for this. So again, thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
You bet. And thanks to all of you who joined us today on Community Matters. We'll talk to you again soon.